let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Rain from Heaven, Poetry to Bless and Inspire You by Richard Chauvin is a beautifully written book of poetry to inspire the readers to know God has destined exceptional blessings in the lives of those who love the Lord. His hope for the book is that you'll see the wonderful gifts that God instilled in you, and the poetry will help raise you to new levels of success you never, ever dreamed of. Richard Chauvin has been writing poetry, devotionals, and other encouraging writing for several years. He has inspired many people in churches that touch the hearts and families of folks in all walks of life. His poems give hope to the reader that with God, they can accomplish great things and fulfill their purpose and vision in life. Richard Chauvin, author of Rain from Heaven, Poetry to Bless and Inspire You, is our guest on This Week in America. Richard, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking with you. And I'll mention in the beginning, your brother had some assistance. Tom worked with you a little bit on this. Talk about the collaboration with your brother on the book Rain from Heaven.
Okay. Yeah, we were writing poems for years, and we decided that it'd be a good idea to try to put some together, to get a book together. So I went ahead and I gathered like 102 of them, 52 of his and 50 of mine. And we went ahead and sent them into Christian Faith Publishing, and they approved the whole entire book. So I was very pleased with that, and we're happy that we got published.
Well, and the book is available now at all the usual places. ReadersMagnet.com is a place you can go. Of course, Amazon. Links for all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Rain from Heaven, Poetry to Bless and Inspire You, Richard Chauvin. That's S-C-H. O-B-I-N. We'll give you all that throughout the program. One of the reviews talks about the book as a timeless masterpiece of poems. Tell us a little bit about what your thought is, what your hope for the book is.
Well, my hope for the book is that that I think that anybody, if they really want to, they can go out there and succeed with God's help, and they can be blessed incredibly. So my hope is really that they go out there and they seek God's word and seek his wisdom and read through the Bible and find out, you know, God's got an incredible purpose and a vision and a plan for us. And all we have to do is truly try to seek him. And as we seek him, he reveals many things to us, which can be blessings to the entire world.
And you're doing that. The response has been excellent. People that have been buying the book and commenting on how it really has impacted their lives. The word you write create the feeling that if someone has confidence, reliance in God, follows his plans, they too can depend on the promise of Jeremiah 29:11. Talk a little bit about that and why you believe this is actually true.
Okay. Well, I believe that anybody can have this dependence, this amazing expectation that God wants to prosper you. For when you search God's word and you welcome his truth into your life and you believe, I'm certain that you can rely on the heart of God's faithfulness. This book of poetry was written to inspire and to escort you to find God's promises and blessings. And I hope that you'll find the joy and the happiness that God wants you to experience.
And you present this in such a creative way. The book is Rain from Heaven. Richard Chauvin, our guest on the program, the author. If you would share one of your poems with us, you could uplift, raise the audience spirit. I could use it so far the way the day's been going. It would be an inspiration for me as well. Would you read one of the poems? Give us an example of what we'll find as we read Rain from Heaven.
Okay. I'd be glad to, Rick. If we can get a picture in our minds of the way that God sees us, his vision for our lives, and then if we act on it, I'm sure that we'd accomplish great things. This poem I'm going to read is called This Delicate Thread of Vapor. These last 12 months seem to quickly rush on by. Even when I seem to take charge of my time, it seems my time still flies. My time will keep on ticking, from the present to the past. Like the steam from the river, our lives are a vapor that does not last. And if this delicate thread of vapor will soon become blurry and fade away, I won't waste my time on past regrets, for my God gave me today. I need to make this year count, seeing that my goals are in line with the plans and the provision that's of my Creator's design. For He gave me this new beginning from a fountain that always flows. Then He let me see His projection from a Father who always knows. For He knows the plan He has for you, purposes of a hope and a future He eternally knew. So finally, we could at long last see things from His view.
Beautifully written, and thank you for reading that. One of the examples from the collection Rain from Heaven, Poetry to Bless and Inspire You by Richard Schobin, S-C-H-O-B-I-N. What would you say to someone who says, I really don't feel, and it's pretty easy to get in this position where you feel, I don't have any abilities, I don't have any special talents, there's nothing really special about me. What do you say to someone like that so they touch that part of them that can see greatness?
I've had a few people say this to me, that they felt that they didn't have any abilities, and I just feel that each of us was born for a reason. We all have some gift or a purpose that we're here for. The Bible says we are to stir up the gift of God. You can have faith that God is just waiting to fulfill your life with more than you can think or imagine. I've prayed that this poetry will be a pleasing unto God and also a ministry to you. I believe we all have a story to tell, and I pray that yours will be very successful. Use this life for God's glory. Hopefully these words, this poetry, will reach many people, and by God's grace, they will be rescued by Jesus.
And the thing is once you have Rain from Heaven, you can go back and refer to it. And if you go through those down days where you're thinking, there's nothing special about me, I'm not contributing anything, you can go and read and suddenly realize, yes, you have a great role to play, and there's inspiration coming from Richard and his poetry to get you there. Richard, do you remember what might led you to writing poetry, especially inspirational poetry? You do it so well. When did you realize you had a talent for poetry?
I used to write years ago, and I wrote different poems to girlfriends and people that, you know, like at anniversaries and different stuff. So, but I remember almost 10 years ago, my brother Tom and I, we met this lady, this wonderful soul, and her name's Anna Lee Benazee. She was a true soul winner for Christ. She led us to this small building used as a church and a soup kitchen by Rich and Wendy Baker. They called it Master Hand Ministries. And through them, and through God's wonderful guidance, we started serving meals on Saturdays in that area. It started out with like 17 when we were going there, and now it's up to like almost 150.
Wow.
And we wrote poems and devotionals to read on Wednesdays and Sundays. And many said that the poetry that we wrote was a beacon of hope to them. And they said that they loved their poems and we should get published. So soon, I put together an assortment of poems of both Tom's and mine, and I prayed that they would bless the world. Then by God's grace and His favor, He let us be promoted with this new book of poetry, Rain from Heaven.
Yeah, it's an amazing story and shows the power of poetry in this particular case. So often you can say something in a sentence to try to pick up somebody's spirit, and it falls on deaf ears. But when you say it so eloquently in poetry as you do in Rain from Heaven, it takes on a whole new meaning, and you have their attention, and you're able to capture their soul, their imagination. The book is very enjoyable, pleasing to read. Would you consider Psalms one of the world's most impressive book of poetry? Would you put it in that category?
Oh, yes, I would, because from what I've read, I'd have to say that Psalms is an amazing and truly inspiring book of holy poems. David and Solomon and the different ones that wrote Psalms, they had to be truly inspired by God. Many of these poems, they offer praise to God for all He has done and has yet to do. The elegance of Psalms covers many topics, from scriptures of hope to praise and thanksgiving that God is surely worthy of and entitled to. So keep in mind that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. The never-ending encouragement and the inspiration of God is what blessed David to write Psalms, and this also is what encourages me and my brother Tom to write for you.
And you do such a wonderful job. And again, I keep going back to the reviews and how you're able to deal with people, some of them just wanting to read something to a little extra momentum in their life of faith, and others who are going through some struggling times that are having an attitude change by reading Rain from Heaven. Now we live in a world of heartbreaking events, sometimes difficult to watch the news, to pick up a newspaper, that we're experiencing so many difficulties, especially over the last year in our lifetime. What would you say to people to encourage them through? It's particularly difficult, has been particularly difficult. What would you say to us to get us through this period?
Well, the words of Jesus always come to my mind, and then I look at what John said in 14:27, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you." And then, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The Bible also says to have faith, that this too shall pass. Just like this corona thing that's going on, I believe God's saying it's going to go away. So let us walk in the light of the Lord, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. If we meditate and believe God's word, it will accomplish everything that he promises. I hope this book will inspire the readers to seek God with all their hearts and motivate them to read the most inspiring book of all, the Holy Bible.
Richard Schobin, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's S-C-H-O-B-I-N. The book is Rain from Heaven, Poetry to Bless and Inspire You. Book available at all of the usual places, including readersmagnet.com. You mentioned a few minutes ago inspiration and encouragement from God blesses you to write. It's clear you have many choices to write whatever you please. Why inspirational poetry? Why did you settle on this form of getting your message across?
I just feel that there's so much hardship and misery and unhealthy messages that's invading our minds and this world daily. If we can develop and strengthen our beliefs and get our frame of mind leaning to the favor of God that he has for us in poems like Psalms, we'll find a wealth of benefits. In a verse or a page that we can find hope and a refreshment of good news, that's so much better than everything that you can read, which is going to be downcasting. I think we need to light up our soul with joy and take pleasure and cherish words that are encouraging. So why not pick up a pleasing book that you can enjoy for a lifetime? And the Bible is positively one of those books. Don't miss out on the many blessings and the benefits that's in the Bible, plus the favor that you can have when your reliance is upon God.
You know, nobody wants to go through life feeling like, well, having regrets, looking back and second-guessing and having regrets about the life they've lived. What would you say is one of the most fulfilling examples of a life well-lived? And I'll put you in that category because you and your brother are inspiring people, possibly turning them around from different difficult situations and giving them hope. I'll put you in the life well-lived category. What would you say is one of the most fulfilling examples of living a life fulfilled?
Well, I'd have to say having Jesus in my life. You see that, you know, I've gone through so much stuff, and so has my brother and my families. Our mother and our father have already passed away, and my oldest brother and many of our aunts and uncles. And I'm flawed and broken and incomplete, but because of Jesus, I'm blameless, for he wiped away my sins and my stains. I have this anticipation of hope that if you and I will live our lives for Jesus Christ and use the gifts and the abilities that he gave us for God's work, I believe you'll be content and satisfied. Then you should celebrate your life because you'll feel that in your heart that you did it for the glory of the Lord. You'll know you're giving something back to mankind, something that is going to be a blessing to mankind. When you understand your purpose, you will know that you're a blessing, and you will be blessed with a life that's well-lived and with no regret.
You know, it's interesting. You speak of hope, and you talked about promises. What promises come to mind to bless those who are listening to us now on the program?
Well, one of the biggest ones that I can think of is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe of him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. And then there's Second Peter 1-4, to them that have obtained like precious faith, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises. And then even Philippians, in 2 Philippians 13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. So he wants to give us, you know, good pleasure. He wants us to be happy. So I encourage us to keep reading and meditating upon God's word. He will unfold truths to you that are unfailing. And my prayer for everyone is that these poems will lead you to seek God's word and his promises. And as you do, you'll be reassured of the purpose and the vision that he placed in you.
You know, we talk often with poets, and I've read a lot of books on poetry. It's a talent that I admire and have no ability in, but I love to read good poetry. Your book certainly fits in that category. It's not an ordinary collection of poems, is it? These are unique. There's an attraction, something special that draws the readers in. That's evident as you read all of the reviews. I'm sure the readers and myself would welcome another poem to bless us at this time, as we're just about out of time on the program. Would you share another poem with us on the program?
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome.
This is a poem that I wrote that many people loved, and before my mom died, it really touched her heart. It's called I Dreamed I Met Jesus. I dreamed that I met Jesus. He was wearing sandals and a robe. I asked how far he had traveled. He said, in your hearts, around the globe. I brought up, as a carpenter, what kind of things did you build? He pointed out, I built a life for you to follow. Then immediately, before my king, I kneeled. Then I stated, those you healed is probably much greater than the stars or the sand. He let me know, my child, my love, is always without end. I noticed, O Jesus, you regularly went to the Father in prayer. He put before me, pray without ceasing, and you'll know I'm always there. I asked, my dear Jesus, how can I have a heart like yours, one that blesses, heals, loves, and cures? He advised, give your life to me and freely make this decision, for in each one I've given the same purpose and the vision, to love your fellow man, the poor, and others as yourself, to give, to serve, to bless. In this you'll find your wealth. I dreamed that I met Jesus, and I was silenced by his grace. Then suddenly all my questions vanished as I knelt before his face.
Thank you for reading that. An appropriate way to end our conversation today. You know, as I read reviews, so many are, I want more from this author, without putting pressure on you. What are you working on now? Are you working on another book of poetry?
Yes, we are. Actually, I got enough information stacked up for probably two or three more books.
Oh, fantastic. So that is good. And hopefully we'll be able to talk about those as well. Before we go, I mentioned Reader's Magnet several times, an outlet for the book. And I know they've worked with you on the project of getting Rain from Heaven out into the public. What's it been like working with them?
It's been very good. They call frequently and they ask me, you know what I've got going on, and I'm actually going to get one of my next books published through them. So I think that they're very good motivational program for many people. If they want to take the time and go through and try to get something out there to bless many people, I think that Reader's Magnet would do a great job for them.
And I'm excited that you're going to be doing more, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk about the rest of the books from Richard Schobin. That's S-C-H-O-B-I-N. The book is Rain from Heaven, Poetry to Bless and Inspire You, by Richard Schobin. Assistance from his brother Tom on the book as well. Book available at all of the usual places out there. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Richard, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success of Rain from Heaven. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Well, thank you. It's been a privilege, and it's been a tremendous benefit to be a guest on your show. I really thank you. I thank you, Rick.
Well, I thank you, and you're welcome. I appreciate that, and I thank you for bringing this message of inspiration to the people listening to the program today. The book is Rain from Heaven, Poetry to Bless and Inspire You. Richard Shelbin, the author. Book available Amazon, readersmagnet.com, the usual places. Link onto our website. Go directly there and get information on Richard's book. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.